This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Iran's foreign minister is dismissing a new U.S. campaign to sow discord among the Iranian people. Mohammad Javad Zarif hitting back at a tweet by President Donald Trump, who Sunday said Tehran risked dire consequences if it threatened the U.S. Zarif responded, "Color us unimpressed." At the White House, presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Mr. Trump was responding to a weekend warning by Iran's President Hassan Rouhani that Washington's hostile policies could lead to the, quote, mother of all wars.
The president's number one goal is to make sure Iran doesn't get a nuclear weapon. We have similar and shared interests with our European allies. We're continuing to have discussions with them. And when we have specifics on that front, we'll let you know.
Mr. Rouhani also held out the hope of peace with the U.S. Sanders was asked if Mr. Trump could reach out to Iran, as he did with North Korea.
Again, our focus is on stopping Iran from having nuclear weapons, regardless of who is there. That's what our priority is. And if we have any further announcements on that front, I'll let you know. But the president and his administration are going to continue pushing and advocating for that.
Indiana University analyst Hussein Banai said Iran's president feels Tehran must stand up to the U.S.
His point is one that, look, this is a country that sees itself very much backed up into a corner right now, and it will not succumb to any kind of pressure, especially rhetorical pressure from the United States.
The U.S. is preparing to reimpose sanctions on Tehran after leaving the international nuclear agreement in May. Congolese opposition leader Jean-Pierre Bemba, freed from war crimes allegations, is expected to return to Democratic Republic of Congo next week to run for president. He was freed from charges at The Hague by an appeals court in May. A long-delayed December election is aimed at finding a replacement to the term-limited incumbent, Joseph Kabila. This is VOA News.